Welcome to Study with Serene, and first of all, I have many things to tell you. So yeah, first is I'm really sorry that I didn't update any kind of podcast since September because I had my term exams coming up, so I was a bit busy. I'm really sorry. And recently, like on September 24th, I updated a podcast, which is how to enjoy your study time. And this podcast is about what you productive ways and how you can set up your new term. Because for some of you, new term is starting, term two is starting, or whatever you call it in your school, the second semester or something like that is starting, which is after your exams. So here is the podcast for how you prepare for your new semester. And also, this is the last podcast of this playlist for now, because relax, guys. You don't need to hear my study podcast now because you will hear my fun podcast from now on until some exam season comes. Guys, the first tip is having a clean environment. I know during exams and terms, you have your table messy. You have scattered everything around your table, so go set it now. This helps you concentrate even more, and you can make your place where you study clean as new. And speaking of new, I have mentioned some places where you can study in your house or maybe outside in the previous podcast, how to enjoy studying. So go listen to that. So, why is it important to clean your table and what should you keep? So first thing is cleaning your table is important because it allows you to concentrate more, focus more. Because if you are studying in a messy environment, you will get bored easily. I doubt you. But still, I know this has happened to me every time. So that's why I clean my table most every day. And also keep less distractions as you can. You don't need everything making aesthetic like plants and ordering those expensive stationery. You don't need that. Just have a regular lamp. Just some decoration. Very less. Be a minimalist. This is the best. Oh, wow. So note down the to-do list, whatever you need to do this week or this day or whatever day, just write down your to-do list. Make sure not to fill up your to-do list so much that you do the whole week's task at once. Don't do that. This will create more tension and hence it will burn out. You will burn out easily. So you can make your to-do list on Notion and Google Calendars, or maybe just a regular Word or Google Docs. Next thing is to organize everything you have on your computer. If you have some notes or classes, recordings or whatever on your computer which you don't require, delete them or maybe separate them in a separate file. And if you are writing handwritten notes, make sure to file them together and keep it somewhere and throw all the unnecessary notes which you don't want anymore. And there's another connecting tip to this tip, which is making your new books or ordering your new books. If you're a college student, you need to order some kind of book so you can order that fast. And if you're a school-going student and you write notes on notebooks, in notebooks, so order all kinds of empty notebooks if you have no notebooks left. So you can keep each notebook for every subject and you can put your notes in them and just study from them. Another tip is just relax. This is really important. I know school is hectic. You need to do all kinds of stuff, but just relax for some time. This is really helpful for me. I know school can be crazy, school can be hard, but this is your time to relax after exams, right? So take care of yourself.